శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్ జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద్ 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 జయ ప్రభుపాద్ జయ విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరిజాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర సదస్సు శ్రీమద్ అభయచరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ జయ విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరిజాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర సదశ్రీ శ్రీమాచిల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జాయ్ గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితమృత కీ జాయ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ జయశ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ I was going to ask you. Chapter 12, I think it's text 84 that you stopped. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Madhya Leela, chapter 12. So, we will read from text 72. So, while Omkar Prabhu was reading yesterday about the eagerness of King Prataparudra to meet with Lord Chaitanya, there's actually so many valuable instructions that we get from these pastimes of Gundicha temple. And King Prataparudra is actually very, very enthusiastic to meet with Lord Chaitanya. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. So in these pastimes you can see how, you know, how to do that. And everybody is actually working in perfect harmony in this pastime. King Prataparudra is actually taking the position of a servant. Can you imagine? You know, we hardly have anything going, but generally the tendency is we're proud. But the king is taking such a humble position and he's actually approaching Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is also a very special personality. He's like the age of grandfather of Lord Chaitanya, and he was, you know, he was the guru of the king and such a learned scholar. But Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya also doesn't say that, you know, let me give you the mercy, you know. Sometimes when somebody new comes, you know, we want to be, you know, we want to be the person that gives the mercy. You know, we present ourselves as everything, you know. We don't try to pass them on. Our mood is like, you know, let me give you mercy and let me... Sometimes we even have the mood that we will protect them from the, you know, senior devotees and authorities like this. But as we can see here, a new person is coming to Krishna consciousness, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is actually presenting the devotee, is actually taking guidance from other devotees, like headed by Nityananda Prabhu. As we all know, Nityananda Prabhu is not ordinary. And even Nityananda Prabhu doesn't say, oh, okay, you know, now you've come to me, don't worry about anything else, don't worry about Lord Chaitanya, let me give you the mercy, you know, I'm more merciful, I'm really special. And Lord Nityananda is also taxing his brain how to actually present the king to Lord Chaitanya. So this is the mood, this is the proper mood. The proper mood is to, you know, no matter who we are, you know, there's always somebody superior to us. But the material disease means, like, we don't want to admit that, you know. If you study the modern society, it's all about how to get rid of anybody superior to you. And, you know, work hard so you don't have to submit to anyone, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's in politics or whether it's in devotional life. We want to be the authority, but it doesn't work like that. If we had this kind of mentality, we're actually damaging the new people that are coming along. We're not doing them a favor. Actually, we see from our day-to-day life that when we try to do that to new people, that's actually one kind of abuse. So now we're going into the pastime of cleansing of Gundicha temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is text 72. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kasi Misra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Purport. The Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of Jagannath temple. At the time of Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of the Gundicha temple in authoritative scripture. The area of Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. A cubit is about a foot and a half. The main temple inside is about 36 cubits by 30 cubits, and the Kirtan hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. I was actually thinking, I was watching the Rath Yatra live and I was thinking, you know, material mentality. I was thinking, I don't want to be in that crowd, you know, what's the problem? I'll take darshan another time at Jagannath temple. But in the scriptures it's mentioned that if you actually take darshan of Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra in Gundicha temple, you get 1,000 times the benefit of going to the Jagannath Puri temple. When you take darshan in Gundicha temple, you get 1,000 times more benefit. So it is worth it. Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash, this is text 74. Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash the Gundicha temple, the Padicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform." Text 75. "The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders." Text 76. "My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes." You can see how, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Mayavadis say God is one, but Krishna comes as five. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi. And he is actually washing the temple just to show us the importance of devotional service, how rare and what a privilege it is. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the role of his devotee, is actually coming to show us with great pleasure, is ready to cleanse the temple of Lord Jagannath. This is text 77. "To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me, I can immediately bring all these things to you." Text 78. "As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple." Text 79. "The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies." Text 80. "He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha." 81. "In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms." 82. "The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Singhasan, cleansed it, and again put it on its original place." Text 83. "The Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the Kirtan hall." Text 84. "Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around in the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others." Text 85. "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting at the same time, performing their respective duties." Text 86. "The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears." Text 87. "After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, Bhoga Mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after another." Text 88. "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place. He gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside." 89. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell you how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing the straw and dust you have collected outside." Text 91. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. 92. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. Text 93. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws and grains of sand and throwing them outside. Text 94. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. Text 95. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw the water from them. 96. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. Text 97. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, Singhasan, and everything else within the room. Text 98. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Text 99. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands. And all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. Text 100. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand. And this way, they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Text 101. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And someone poured water on his lotus feet. 102. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. 103. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. 104. The Lord mopped the rooms with His own clothes, and He polished the throne with them also. 105. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. And after the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. We can see how the process works. It's first we submit and get the mercy of the devotees, and then they engage us in devotional service, and then Chetu Darpana Marjanu, the process of cleansing of the heart happens. Text 106. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. 107. since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Hundreds of devotees brought waters in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. 109. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. 110. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. 111. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. 112. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna, Krishna, and another delivered a water pot while chanting Krishna, Krishna. 113. Whatever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. 114. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. 115. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. 116. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that somebody was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. 117. The Lord would say, "You have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way." 118. As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotee began to work with great attention. 119. They washed the Jagan Mohan area and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. 120. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. 121. Thus, all places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. 122. After everything thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. 123. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. 124. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. 125. The Lord then called for Swarup Damodar and told him, "Just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava." 126. "This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself." 127. "I now do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me." You can see how pure and bona fide this Krishna consciousness movement is. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anybody would call him God or anybody try to do something like this Bengali Vaishnava did, he's immediately teaching the proper etiquette. It's like one time one devotee, a Prabhupada disciple, approached this one Baba. And he was claiming to be God. And the devotee asked him, "So I've read all the Vedic scriptures under the guidance of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, so I know what's going on. So you tell me whether you're God or you're not God. Can you tell me clearly?" And this Baba replied that, "You know, I never claimed to be God, but it's my disciples that call me God." And the devotee asked him, "If your disciples are calling you God, you know, why are you allowing this to go on?" We know this famous pastime in New Vrindavan, there were some devotees that was calling Prabhupada as God. And they were saying, wherever it says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, you should read it as Sri Prabhupada Uvacha. And when Prabhupada found out, he was so furious, he immediately kicked them out. So this devotee was giving this example to this Baba and explaining, you know, if your followers are calling you, why you're allowing this? And Prabhupada was also speaking very angrily about this Baba in a meeting in Mumbai. I think it was 1973. He says, "Krishna, Shyam Sundar, when devotees or animals or inanimate objects would also see him, they would become frozen because he's so beautiful. They would actually faint. But this guy, this rascal Baba, is looking so ferocious," Prabhupada said, "with his big, big hairs. What kind of God he is. I kick on his face." So there's so much going on. Nobody knows who is God, so you know, people claim to be God, also don't know what is God, so you know, it's going on. But we can see here how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like so strict, angry like a fire. So we'll read Prabhupada's purport for text 127. Purport: "It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnava was your Gaudiya Vaishnava. This means that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are followers of Damodar Goswami." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Swarup Damodar Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis. Then Kaviraj Goswami. "It is necessary to observe the parampara system of the Chaitanya cult. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. Nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to the ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette." Text 128. At this point, Swarup Damodar Goswami caught the Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck and giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside. 129. After Swarup Damodar Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. Text 130. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. 131. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand and dirty things. 132. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collection and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. 133. In this way, all the quarters of Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. 134. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. 135. So this text 135 has a long purport. So I'll read the translation purport, and then if any of the devotees you can share. So this is translation purport for text 135. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. Purport. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the world leader, was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshashtaka, Chetu Darpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is especially unclean, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridayantasto hi abhadrani. To wash away all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed. Cheto darpana marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17 confirms this statement. Srinvatam svakata krishna punya sravana kirtanaha hridayantastohi abhadrani vidunoti suhrut satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of a devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous and proper when properly heard and chanted. If devotee at all wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of the Lord Sri Krishna. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna. This is a simple process. What an amazing purport. Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart and the Lord wants to give directions. But one has to keep his heart as clean as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. The devotee therefore has to cleanse his heart just as the Lord cleansed the Gundicha temple. In this way, one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. If the heart is filled with straw, grains of sand, weeds or dust, in other words, anya bilasa purna, one cannot enthrone the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. The heart must be cleansed of all material motives brought about through fruitive work, speculative knowledge, mystic yoga system, and so many other forms of so-called meditation. The heart must be cleansed without ulterior motive. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Anya Vilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. In other words, there should not be any external motive. One should not attempt material upliftment, understanding the Supreme by speculative knowledge, fruitive activities, severe austerity and penance and so on. All these activities are against the natural growth of spontaneous love of Godhead. As soon as these are present within the heart should be understood to be unclean and therefore unfit to serve as Krishna's sitting place. We cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our hearts unless our hearts are cleansed. A material desire is explained as a desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. In modern language, this is called economic development. An inordinate desire for economic development is considered to be like straws and grains of sand within the heart. If one is overly engaged in material activity, the heart will remain disturbed. As stated by Narottam Das Thakur, Samsara Vishanale Divanisi Hiya Jwale Judaite Na Koinu Upai. In other words, endeavor for material opulence is against the principle of devotional service. Material enjoyment includes the activities such as great sacrifices for auspicious activities, charity, austerity, elevation to higher planetary system, and even living happily within the material world. Modernized material benefits are like the dust of material contamination. When this dust is agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activity, it overcomes the heart. Thus the mirror of the heart is covered with dust. There are many desires to perform auspicious and inauspicious activities, but people do not know how life after life they are keeping their hearts unclean. One cannot give up the desire for fruitive activity is understood to be covered by the dust of material contamination. Karmis generally think that the interaction of fruitive activities can be counteracted by another karma or fruitive activity. This is certainly a mistaken conception. If one is deluded by such conception, he is cheated by his own activity. Such activities have been compared to an elephant's bathing. An elephant may bathe very thoroughly, but as soon as it comes out of the river, it immediately takes some sand from the land and throws it all over its body. If one suffers due to his past fruitive activities, he cannot counteract his suffering by performing auspicious activities. The sufferings of human society cannot be counteracted by material plans. The only way suffering can be mitigated is by Krishna consciousness. When one takes to Krishna consciousness and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, beginning with the chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, the cleansing of the heart begins. When the heart is actually cleansed, one can clearly see the Lord sitting there without any disturbance. In Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.68, the Lord confirms that He sits within the heart of the pure devotee. Sadavo hridayam mayam, sadunam hridayam tvaham. Impersonal speculation, monism, merging into the existence of the Supreme, speculative knowledge, mystic yoga and meditation are all compared to grains of sand. They simply cause irritation to the heart. No one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by such activities. Nor do we give the Lord a chance to sit in our hearts peacefully. Rather, the Lord is simply disturbed by them. Sometimes yogis and jnanis in the beginning take to the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as a way to begin their various practices. But when they falsely think that they have attained release from the bondage of material existence, they give up chanting. They do not consider that the ultimate goal is the form of the Lord or the name of the Lord. Such unfortunate creatures are never favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for they do not know what devotional service is. Tanaham visita kruran samsareshu naradhaman kshipami ajastram asuban asuraseva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast them into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Bhagavad Gita 16:19. By his practical example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us that all the grains of sand must be picked up thoroughly and thrown outside. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the outside of the temple, fearing that the grains of sand would again come within. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that even though one may become free from desires for fruitive activities, sometimes the subtle desire for fruitive activity comes into being within the heart. Again comes into being within the heart. One often thinks of conducting business to improve devotional activity. But the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding, described as kuti nati, fault finding, and pratishta, the desire for name and fame and for high position. Jiva himsa, envy of other living entities. Nisiddhachara, accepting things forbidden in the Shastra. Kama, desire for material gain. And puja, hankering for popularity. The word kutinati means duplicity. As an example of pratishtasa, one may attempt to imitate Haridas Thakur by living in a solitary place. One's real desire may be for name and fame. In other words, one thinks that fools will accept one to be as good as Haridas Thakur just because one lives in a solitary place. These are all material desires. A neophyte devotee is certain to be attacked by other material desires as well, namely desires for women and money. In this way, the heart is again filled with dirty things and becomes harder and harder, like that of a materialist. Gradually, one desires to become a reputed devotee or an avatar incarnation. Just a couple more paragraphs and then we finish. The word jiva himsa, envy of living entities, actually means stopping the preaching of Krishna consciousness. Preaching work is described as paropakara, welfare activity for others. Those who are ignorant of the benefits of devotional service must be educated by preaching. If one stops preaching and simply sits down in a solitary place, he is engaging in material activity. If one desires to make a compromise with the Mayavadis, he is also engaged in material activity. A devotee should never make compromise with non-devotees. By acting as a professional guru, mystic yogi or a miracle man, one may cheat and bluff the general public and gain fame as wonderful mystic. But all this is considered to be dust, straw and grains of sand within the heart. In addition, one should follow the regulative principles and not desire illicit sex, gambling, intoxicants or meat. To give us practical instructions, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleansed the temple twice. His second cleansing was more thorough. The idea was to throw away all the stumbling blocks on the path of devotional service. He cleansed the temple with firm conviction, as is evident from his using his own personal garments for cleansing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see personally that the temple was thoroughly cleansed to the standard of clean marble. Clean marble gives a cooling effect. Devotional service means attaining peace from all disturbances caused by material contamination. In other words, it is the process by which the mind is cooled. The mind can be peaceful and thoroughly cleansed when one no longer desires anything but devotional service. Even though all dirty things may be cleansed away, sometimes subtle desires remain in the mind for impersonalism, monism, success, and other four principles of religious activity: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. All these are like spots on a clean cloth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to cleanse all these away. By his practical activity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed us how to cleanse our hearts. Once the heart is cleansed, we should invite Lord Sri Krishna to sit down, and we should observe the festival by distributing prasadam and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to teach every devotee by his personal behavior. Everyone who spreads the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts a similar responsibility. The Lord was personally chastising and praising individuals in the course of the cleansing. And those who are engaged as acharyas must learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to train devotees by personal example. The Lord was very pleased with those who could cleanse the temple by taking out undesirable things accumulated within. This is called anartha nivritti, cleansing the heart of all unwanted things. Thus, the cleansing of the Gundicha Mandir was conducted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to let us know how the heart should be cleaned and soothed to receive Lord Sri Krishna and enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We have a lot of work to do, Prabhus. It's easy to find fault with others, but then when you read all this, I could see I have every one of this list in my heart. Kind of feeling discouraged, but at the same time, Prabhupada has given us the medicine, so we have to apply it and work on ourselves. Anything anybody want to add? Thank you. Granthara Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.